So how to maintain the dignity of proper harmonious Vaishnava association? Srila Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you love one another, by working together in that spirit. That is the order of our guru, practically the last thing he said before he left this world. But this false pride creates disintegration of Vaishnava relationships. When we want to be the enjoyer, when we want credit, when we want recognition, when we want a superior position. But devotees must know that whatever I can do is by Krishna's grace, and whatever anyone else can do is by Krishna's grace. So if Krishna's doing something wonderful through my godbrother or godsister, if I'm envious of that person, I'm actually envious of Krishna, because Krishna's doing it through them. And if somebody's envious of me, they're not envious of me. They're envious of Krishna. Our materialistic propensity is we enjoy when people are envious of us. If somebody's envious of me, that means I must be doing something wonderful. Otherwise, why would they be envious? Huh? Materialistic life, they love to see people envious of them. The more people who are envious of me, the more I'm doing something wonderful that everyone else wants to do. But we should know that no, I'm not doing, Krishna's doing. They're envious of Krishna. And if I'm envious of anyone, I'm envious of Krishna. If Krishna chooses to do something through someone else, then I should be happy that Krishna's made that choice. And if Krishna decides by his inconceivable will to do something wonderful through me, all I can do is fall at his lotus feet and say, Krishna, I'm just your servant. In this way, we should not take credit. Taking credit is the cause of dissension.